temp check. What kind of summer are we having this year? A family road trip summer? A beach bum summer? Or a wake me when the sun sets summer? With Instacart, choose your own adventure and skip the shopping side quests. Where available, you can get ice cream delivered to your hotel, sunscreen to the pool, or cold brew to your bed. Well, door, in as fast as 30 minutes. Wherever you find yourself this summer, you can get the goods. Download Instacart for free delivery on your first three orders. Offer valid for a limited time. Minimum $10 per order. Excludes restaurants. Additional terms and fees apply.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to, or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today and make the most of your summer with AllTrails.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
In the Rashee Rice nightclub incident, the victim or potential victim now, I guess we could say, just because, has now requested charges to be dropped. Doesn't guarantee they're going to be dropped, but he's requested charges, the photographer, to be dropped against Rashee Rice. Now, my knowledge, there were never actually charges filed yet. He's just saying,
don't pursue
them. And that obviously is a great thing for Rashee Rice. And does that mean that the whole thing was made up? Does it mean that something else happened?
We
haven't. It's all speculation, but that's the latest update with that. And it got us thinking more about the distractions in general, because I was on a show last night and we were talking about it, and I really feel that there's really not a true distraction yet until he misses games, because right now they're doing OTAs. They're not playing games until September. I don't think it's a distraction.
I do think it's a bit of a distraction for Andy Reid to take away from the football field stuff now, but it's not a distraction from the winning yet, and it's far enough down the road, you're right, where this didn't occur in October, November. You're not dealing with it actively in the season. The reason why, because I was asking myself, really, like, is this team capable of handling what I think is a load of distractions? Wynja got in a little bit of trouble. Rashee Rice is in a lot of trouble. Public comments by other players that are getting negatively viewed. All this stuff that has been piling on in this offseason that's keeping Andy busy away from football. And the more I thought about it, the more I had come to realize a completely underappreciated part of what Andy Reid does well as a coach is handling distractions. Look, I'll be honest. I think sometimes in a media setting, he can be a bit jerky about it.
Oh, he's not going to like later this week when he's asked about stuff,
asked. He'll be borderline rude to you for asking it, as a matter of fact. And look, I've been on the other end of that. But he does it because he is better than most coaches at not letting it filtrate into the actual football part of things. I covered Andy Reid when Marcus Peters was regularly flipping off fans, coming back on the field with no socks on his feet, every single day running into something. Suspensions for players, trouble for guys like Frank Clark. I've been in there and had and seen people ask those questions. I've asked those questions myself. Andy deflects with the best of them. And for whatever it is, if you think that these are enough to distract the team, he seems to keep it away from the football field. I don't know how. I don't know what he's doing in the building. I don't know if he just never brings it up. You step in here, your key card flashes at 8, and I don't want to hear anything that's going on in your regular life that's distracting this. We're about football now, but it works. He's really good at it.
I think it works once they're in. You know, this is why I thought it was a great thing that Rashee Rice is at OTAs, as he should be and was expected to be. But being around, when they're actually involved in football, then I think they're good because of what you said. When you don't have the ability, and it's, you know, March and April, and everybody's away, and you're not talking and focused on football, that's where, of course, it becomes way more challenging. You know, that's why we've always said, like, if you're a football team and there's headlines about players in April and May, it's usually not a good thing. And it's usually legal trouble or it's something else. Once they're in training camp, it's why I think they still go to St. Joe. Not necessarily to avoid problems, but just how close of a
group. To make it about football.
And to just to zone in. And that is why it's an old school approach, but he's one of what we looked last year with three teams left that are really going away from their facility. I think that's part of it, and they've been able to manage it. I wonder if it's more challenging now that everybody, as you have younger players coming in the league, and we've talked about the generational gap, right, of any coach, but millennials are different than Gen Z, and millennials are different, like Caleb Williams and his just attitude. I'm not talking about getting
it's
in different. Trouble. I'm
just no, talking it's just about, like a I'm different personality type.
That
yeah.
probably is more challenging now than it's ever been for somebody that is in their late 60s, but it's something he's done a great job at. I think that part is what makes it actually kind of impressive for any coach to be able to do that part of it.
I think great coaches keep that from becoming a problem. You might remember Kelly Stafford, Matt Stafford's wife, had said, like, he doesn't know how to relate to the young players. Like, he's really struggling to figure out what is our divide between, like, we can communicate. And there's a difference between we need to be friends in this building and we need to work together on a football field. And you can handle those things. Because, like, look, in any diverse, which a football clubhouse is, there are different political beliefs, there are different religion beliefs, there are different morality beliefs. Like, those run a wide gambit inside a clubhouse or a locker room at this point that probably has 100 people in it. And by the time the football season has 53 plus 16 more practice squad players all sharing a room together. Everybody doesn't have to agree. You know what I'm saying? Like, Andy doesn't need to get everyone to agree necessarily on that end. He has to just make it about it's only football here. I think that's why in those, like, press conference settings, he's so bullish to try to get it away from there. He doesn't want them going back and reading those headlines. And look, if Taylor Swift, if your tight end, your star tight end, dating the single biggest pop star on the planet didn't deter you enough from winning the Super Bowl last year from a distraction standpoint, what the hell will?
Right, but
like,
I never thought.
Serious.
But to me, that's not
a negative distraction. It's just,
to me, that's not even a distraction, though. Like, you know what I mean?
That, I think it can be if you're not a great coach.
I mean, it's not like she was hanging around at practice. You know what I mean? Like,
no, but I mean, it's a major national
right.
news.
People nationally are talking about it, but no, it's not like it was a conversation.
Yeah, but
on
like
the
Rasheed
practice.
Rice's lawyer's not kicking it with him in the practice facility talking about his legal trouble. You know what I'm saying? Like,
those
things still come up.
There's legit consequences to that, though.
Oh,
right?
There are.
I mean, like,
yeah. But I'm just saying, like, all of them are distractions. They're not, like, all distractions to me aren't negative. Does that make sense? Things take away from football because they're just bigger than football.
Yeah.
Legal trouble is bigger than football. I dating the world's biggest pop star is bigger. You know, it's different than football. They're
right.
Still like they take away or they can take away, but they haven't. Andy Reid's better at that.
How much do you think that has been impacted by what they've been able to accomplish? You know, on one hand, you can say that's why they've been able to keep it all together is because there's the eye on the prize. It's easier when you know when you've already won it.
Yeah.
You know, you've got rings. Is it on one hand you can say they're going for a three-peat, so it's easier to convince everybody to focus on winning. You're so close to making more history. On the other hand, is it like, and if you're a guy on the team and you're a younger player, you're like, man, I've already won a ring. Like, man, you're looser than ever. I don't know. I'm just asking the question. I think a large part of why they've been able to stay so focused in general once they get in season and not let things become a problem is because of the fact that they are the best team in football and you got the best quarterback in football and you know you've got a real chance to go win a ring. It's one thing for any organization. Let's just use Carolina, sorry. You know, Carolina, like, they can all say, like, their goal is to win the championship. They know damn well they're not winning a championship this year in Carolina, right? In Kansas City, like, it's a real thing every year. You got as good of a chance as any other team, and better than any other team, to win a championship.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to, or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today and make the most of your summer with AllTrails. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/AcrossAmerica.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allowed 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device credit service ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof?
Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.